This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Sherry, this is Rona.
Hi, I was wondering if I could get my car unlocked. I went out to get the mail and my dog jumped on the lock.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he's fine. He's happy as a clam. I'm just worried about my sandwiches in there.
Ah, yes, they could be gone by the time we get
there. It probably is, yeah.
Do you know your PIN number?
It's 204.
If you're locked out, an advisor can send a signal to unlock your doors.
Your door's unlocked right
okay.
now.
Okay, thank you.
OnStar is standard for up to 1 year on 35 new models. Visit OnStar.com for service length, details, and system limitations.
Salon Pause brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Pause Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Pause Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Pause Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dean, 20, you ain't me.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The final few days of June, and we're down to the final two in the College World Series. UCLA and South Carolina, two baseball programs, two schools that everybody's heard of. No small schools playing for the championship here. And two schools that, quite frankly, I don't know how you compare this to the NCAA, maybe the basketball tournament, but they... probably neither one should be here. They were each a pitch or an out away from being eliminated a long, long time ago. But they show that even when you come down to your last out or your last strike, it's not over. And both teams are now here playing for the national championship. And we'll hear a couple of comments from the coaches coming up on the show today. Also on the program today, we're expected to be joined by Jaden Schwartz. He was picked 14th. Overall in the NHL draft on Friday. His teammate, but coming in, Mr. Lind is picked in the sixth round. We'll talk about that. He's going to play for the Storm next year. And also, Zach Starup is scheduled to join us today. He is the latest oral commitment saying last week that he was going to head to the University of Nebraska, and he's been busy working, and we're finally going to get a chance to catch up with him on the program today among our guests. So that's what's coming up on the show today. Plus, we'll recap what's happened in the world of sports. And, again, another reason that I don't like the Dodgers or the Yankees, last night's baseball game. So there you go.
Pretty well-played baseball game until it came to the pitching in the ninth inning where the Yankees battled back. And then the frustration mounts up. Umpire was right last night. You know what? The umpires have been... taking some blame for Jim Leland again, having an umpire apologize to him on a strikeout call that went against the Tigers. Umpire saying, you know what, I blew it. A walk would have tied that ball game up. Well, last night, the umpire, they put up the box. Everything that he did was correct last night in striking out the Dodgers. And the Dodgers.
Oh, it was? Everything he did was correct. Really?
The strikes in the ninth inning.
Really? When they put the box up on the 0-2 pitch where the catcher set up outside, but it's actually right at the knees over the middle of the plate, and he calls it a ball, and the box also showed that it was a strike. I don't believe in the box. So that's what I'm stating here. But, yes, you're right. It wasn't as bad as the players made it out
no.
to be. But a blown call in the ninth inning was made. And it's a tough gig. But, boy, Garrett Anderson didn't deserve to be thrown out of the ball game either. Anyway,
we don't know what was said.
All he did was look at him.
And he was running his mouth on the way back to the dugout.
For what, 0.02 seconds? If the most he could have said was maybe three words.
Well, if they were the magic, if they were the right three words, well, you're gone.
I don't think he said anything. They showed the replay. He just looked back at home plate and then ran into the dugout. It was a quick poll. Anyway, whatever. Dodgers, Yankees. I guess if you're a fan of the Yankees, it was an exciting comeback win for you last night. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And again, I want to say this. We get along, or try to get along, with all of our media brethren throughout the Tri-Cities. One of these days, and I still haven't found out the answer, you can't tell me, Channel 5, that you have to air the third hour of the Today Show and then tape delay Wimbledon. Really? Serena Williams is playing Maria Sharapova, which may be, I mean, watching tennis on a Monday morning at 9 o'clock, okay, probably not all that interesting. You know what's less interesting? When you show it at 10 and it's an hour behind and you already know what's going on because you're listening to ESPN Radio.
Yes, yeah, so every time, every year at this time, Doug, it comes up, and it's this same situation rears its ugly head, and it makes you wonder. It can't be that difficult. Move it to play it live.
Play it when you're supposed to play it. If it was breaking news or anything else, you'd be playing it when you're supposed to play it. So play it when you're supposed to play it.
You know what? And like you said, we get along with. Well, I don't know anybody that we really don't get along with. You know, as far as media in the Tri-City. But I go back to the Bats, and I didn't bring this up at the time. But you go back to Game 7. You go back to Game 7 at halftime, which they've got an extended halftime, which they spend 20 minutes. They spend 20 minutes of halftime breaking down the first half and how what the Celtics did what they needed to do and didn't do what they didn't need to do, whatever. So then they get to the story about Derek Fisher and his little girl having the eye cancer. And they're going back and they're showing him coming onto the court in Utah and the standing ovation. He hits a big shot. It's getting to a great point. You saw the whole halftime. I mean, it's been there. All of a sudden, it's getting to the best point in the story. Yeah, this is Reno. We got a severe thunderstorm warning approaching Wellfleet. It couldn't have waited 3 minutes. You had 20 minutes.
No. They're people. You're trying to alert people. Although I'm with you, this is not 1960. It is not 1960. And this instance happened, it was actually, I think Channel 5, I don't know what we would have been watching about a week ago for sure on Channel 5. But it looked like
U.S. Open?
It could have been. It did look like they efforted to kind of wait for a commercial break. And they didn't take a long time. And that's the key. I've done this weather thing for a long time. I'm not a weatherman, but in radio, you got to step up, and everybody around here knows about that. You come in, you do your shift. If it's bad, you come in and you talk about that. Immediacy and move on. You know what? You don't need to tell me to take shelter in a sturdy building and that, you know, you don't have to read. Tell me where it's at and when it expires and how bad it is, and then repeat that and then move on.
See, Mom's turning up the volume because the freight, it sounds like a freight train in the background. Mom's ass ought to be in the basement. It's just the way it is.
So that's your pet peeve.
It just seems like we waited. It's like you got Dateline, all you're going to solve the murder, and then like when the murder's being solved, you miss the whole thing.
We don't care about that.
Well, I'm just saying.
But there is, you have to wonder, the same person, you're right about the U.S. Open, the same person that decided to put up the little tornado, which is new, I noticed, on Channel 5 this year. When there's a warning, they put the little tornado up in the right-hand corner. But it's directly over the person's score that they show every time somebody comes up. Okay, if you're the guy that put like that up.
The minus three. You're saying.
It says T. Woods, plus three. Only it says T. Woods, tornado. You have no idea what it is. Okay, if you're smart enough to get it on there, you're smart enough to move it to the other corner.
And I'm guessing you just take that mouse and move it.
But here's the deal. They don't care. I've worked with people like that, that will come in and do sports or do news or do weather, and they have no idea. They know how to do it, but they have no idea what else is going on around them. So move the tornado thing. It's like football season. They put that whole state of Nebraska out there. There's a flood warning. Well, no crap. It hasn't rained in 2 days, but there is a flood warning, and so they're going to put the whole state of Nebraska in the corner to cover up the score or anything else that's going on that you can get information from. Yeah. Minimize the screen. You put the crawl on. There's the state of Nebraska with six different colors in it. Okay, that's what you're talking about.
Well, it doesn't matter what show you're. I mean, if it comes down to the end of Wheel of Fortune, you can't miss the final puzzle.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Our Toro Bull or No Bull of the Day. Brought to you by Toro's Time Cutter Z4200, Zero Turn More at Ace Hardware in Kearney and Island. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing, plus an Ace all power equipment fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. Backing it with service after the sale. Let us know your pet peeves when it comes to what we've been talking about. Television, radio coverage. I'm sure there's different ways there where what you're viewing, listening to, is interrupted by things that bother you. It's a broad category today. We go to Tom and Hastings. For the money they pay him, it's surprised they don't air the Little Rascals instead of the World Series. Tom and Hastings.
Thanks, Tom.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to join us on the show today.
We got a TV guy to give his opinion here. Ryan.
Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Well, it's Monday. It's been a long weekend, a lack of sleep, and Daddy's frustrated.
Oh, I hear that. I had to cover a lot of Legion baseball this weekend. Hey, as far as the weather thing, a lot of that is regulated by the FCC of what the weather guys have to say. Now, with that being said, they only have to say that when it's a tornado. So all the thunderstorm warnings and all that, yeah, that's personal preference when they want to cut in or not cut in. But I agree with you, Daddy. Get the maps a little smaller. Get the tornado on the other side of the screen. You know, try and ease the burden of showing all that stuff on the screen.
God, I remember, and Ryan, you're exact. I remember it was like the last episode, and this is the competition for you guys, but over at CBS, Ken Schimmick came on with like 9/11 disaster coverage. It was 3 hours long as the storm made its way across Nebraska, and they stayed on the air, and it was like the deciding episode, I think, of
Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was like the third season when it was still extremely hot. And I guess the calls were just, I mean, they actually had to comment on the air. Okay, people, we're going to tape delay it. You can see it at 1 in the morning. You can TiVo it or whatever. So
yeah, we had to do that with season finale of Lost about 2 years ago. Because everybody was wanting to know what's going on the island. They didn't care about the house next to them blowing away.
Yeah, Aunt Jimmy's is gone, but hey, what the hell happened on the island? Hey, Ryan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Keep up the good work.
You bet.
Another one that stands out to me, Doug, is that the first weekend in December, Army-Navy game. A little, you know what? It's Army-Navy. You know what? It's a good rivalry. You're fired up for it. You turn it on. Welcome to the Star City Parade. The excitement of Lincoln continues. Bartender!
We'll take a break because Jaden Schwartz is scheduled to join us next. He is going to St. Louis. Again, this whole NHL draft, so much different than everything else. We'll find out what this means for Jaden Schwartz when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call DynaGrow at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
Okay, okay, now we know it's a great bar, but how about the great deals at that great bar?
At a bar for the valley.
Monday through Thursday, Happy Hour features $2 Coors Light and Miller Lite bottles and $5 pitchers all night.
At a bar for the valley.
Then on Wednesday, $2 cheeseburgers, $1.50 fries and draws. Now that's a great deal. The Beer Garden is open every Friday and Saturday as well.
At a bar for the valley.
Downtown Kearney.
Midnight July 1st starts the LeBron James sweepstakes.
LeBron went up and pushed it with a right hand.
And whatever the king decides,
he is unbelievable.
A star-studded free agent field could enter the marketplace and reshape the competitive balance of the NBA. Wayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Chris Bosh, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Tyson Chandler, Amari Stoudemire, Richard Jefferson, Tracy McGrady, Yao Ming, Joe Johnson, and Michael Redd. We'll keep our eyes on the NBA. You keep your ears on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Sunshine will continue throughout the day today as temperatures climb into the upper 80s for highs. Winds out of the northeast develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And skies will stay clear tonight with a low at 61 with light and variable winds. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 79.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN, or you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Get your car, your truck, your golf cart, whatever it is, your boat, looking good. Get the damage out at the Dent Popper on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And, of course, the email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And speaking of super, he is Super Schwartz. He was all year for the Tri-City Storm in the USHL and now has become the highest drafted player in Tri-City Storm history as he was selected 14th by the St. Louis Blues on Friday in the NHL entry draft. That he has been busy ever since, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show one of the greatest members of the Tri-City Storm ever, even though it was just one year, Jaden Schwartz. Jaden, good morning and congratulations. How you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm doing good. I just woke up about half an hour ago, and I'm just sitting in the hotel right now.
Well, that's what I told Skip when we were putting together the interview. Let's not get Jaden up too early because I don't want you to be sleep-deprived, and I don't want you to be cranky. But I'm guessing it's pretty hard to be cranky when you're still kind of living on the cloud. What's it been like this weekend, and how busy have they been keeping you?
It's been a great weekend. I mean, for me and my family, it was a very special moment, and we're all full of excitement still, and my heart's still racing, to be honest with you. It's just a tremendous honor joining an organization like St. Louis, and it's been a fun time. And like you said, it's been pretty busy, but I'm trying to enjoy it as much as I can. It's been great.
Jaden, take us back to Monday night going into the draft. Where did you see yourself going before everything took place?
To be honest with you, I had no idea what to expect. I don't think anyone really knows going in what's going to happen. I mean, there's a few surprises early in the draft, and there can be trades going on and things like that. So I think that's what makes it that much more exciting, is going in there not knowing what to expect. And you just kind of sit there, and you're pretty anxious when each team goes up. But, in the end, I think that's what made it more exciting for me and my family. You never know. I was just hoping to be a first-rounder, and then hear my name called at 14. It was a very special moment. And, on my birthday, I don't think you can get much better than that.
Yeah, he's such an old man. Jaden Schwartz joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jaden, we've talked to people that have been drafted in a variety of the NFL, Major League Baseball, and now here in the NHL. And it seems like more often than not, a team selects them that they had no idea was going to select them. Was that the case here with St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was out of the question. I didn't think they were going to take me at all. I just met with them actually the day before the draft here in Los Angeles, and I met with them in the combine on May 25th in Toronto. So I met with them a few times. I knew they were pretty interested, but I didn't know they were going to take me. I had no idea. I was just sitting there, like, pretty anxious, and I was excited. And then, once I heard Wilcox, Saskatchewan, I figured that was me because I didn't know too many people from Wilcox at the draft. So I didn't expect it, but I knew they had some interest, that's for sure.
Jaden, it's an emotional time no matter who's picked in that position, but maybe a little extra emotional with what your sister's been going through.
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, with Maddie not being able to come to the draft, and and be in the hospital. And it's been a rough few months for our family, and there hasn't been a whole lot of positives down the road. But, you know, this definitely helped. I know she was excited as I am to get picked in the draft. And you know, we're flying back on Wednesday, so I'll see her in a couple days. But, you know, like I said, our family's very, very proud right now, and we're enjoying the moment. And like I said, I think we're all pretty honored for me to be selected by the Blues, and it's just an exciting time for all of us. And, you know, I know she was crying that night, so it was a special moment for our family.
Jaden Schwartz is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And just to follow up on that, Jaden, how is she doing? I think a lot of folks maybe didn't even realize that when the national ESPN story came on. I know she's in that waiting period. Is she still in that waiting period?
Yeah, she's in the hospital right now. We're still waiting for that perfect match. She's going to go to Seattle in, I think, maybe 2.5 weeks for the transplant, which overall I think it takes about 6 months to get through it all, including some rehab and stuff. But, no, she's at home, and right now she's in good shape. She's not sick or anything, which is why my parents and I are still here. We're going to enjoy a couple days here that knowing that she's doing good right now. And then, like I said, 2.5 weeks she'll be gone to Seattle. But they're still looking for that perfect match. There's so many people signing up. I think about 950 people just signed up in Regina, Saskatchewan at a street hockey tournament going on. So, you know, more people signing up, there's more of a chance. But right now we're still looking.
Well, the prayers are definitely still there for you and your family, Jaden. Getting back to hockey here for another couple minutes, Jaden Schwartz is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, fans in the Tri-Cities are always still trying to learn the game, and I'm sure there's even more people confused about what happens next. What are your choices? Even though that you've been drafted, it's not like you're going to be playing for the St. Louis Blues in 6 months. What goes on now?
Well, I think it's more work than ever. Being selected by a team, that's your goal. But I think playing in the NHL and winning the Stanley Cup is any kid's dream. So there's a lot of hard work now to put in. And I think a guy from like me, I think I need a couple years of development before I, you know, can play in the National Hockey League. Some guys are different right now. It kind of depends on how quickly you can develop. But it's going to be a long summer training, and then I'll be attending Colorado College next year. And it's up to the GM and the coaches there to see where I fit in and maybe look at the depth chart and maybe see where they can have me and how many years. So, in a way, I can work hard now, and they're going to decide when I can, you know, come up to the pro game and join the St. Louis Blues. So, I'll be in Colorado College next year with my brother, and it kind of depends on, you know, some guys are going to sign contracts, and that means they can't go to college. So they'll be playing in the CHL most likely if they're not in the NHL. So that's pretty much how it works. But I think for me, I'll be in college next year, and then I'll go from there.
You have ruled out playing major junior hockey then at this point, right?
Yeah. I think my decision when I was 15 years old, I committed to Colorado College, and that's where I want to be. And like I said, I'm going to stick with it till the end. And the only reason that I wouldn't go is, because of the contract being signed or something like that. That means you can't go to college. But my main focus is on Colorado College next year.
Okay, Jaden, and people around here are well acquainted with the NFL draft, the baseball draft. If you're 14th overall, they just assume that you have a check written to you, you get big bucks, they have a parade in your honor, and everybody loves Jaden Schwartz. You really do not reap any benefits now financially, is that correct?
Yeah, no, I mean, I haven't received any money yet or signed any contracts yet. I mean, it's no guarantee. At the end of the day, it's just a number, I think. You get selected overall, and it's a tremendous honor, but like I said, you got to put in a lot of hard work now to make it to the NHL. There's still a long way to go, but, I'm definitely going to get a good opportunity to play for St. Louis, and like I said, hopefully I can join St. Louis as soon as I can, but right now I'm focused on Colorado College and developing there and improving there and hopefully being an impact with St. Louis, but I haven't received any money yet. Hopefully that's in a few years.
Hey, Jaden, when is the parade going to be in Saskatchewan? We'd like to come.
I'm not sure. Hopefully, maybe they'll have a little party there or something, but I don't think they're going to have a parade.
Well, Jaden, we will hunt you down again because Skip is like a spider monkey. He's everywhere. he will have your number, and we will get you an American cell phone with that signing bonus, and all will be good. Hey, great to hear about it for you. We sure appreciate all you did here for the Tri-City Storm. We'll keep an eye for you. I assume that there will be a few more St. Louis Blues jerseys around to go around with all these Colorado Avalanche jerseys in the area. So congratulations. Best of luck on whatever you decide, and give our best to your sister and your family. Good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care. Jaden Schwartz selected 14th overall in the draft on Friday. What a big moment for him and his family, and farther on down the line, the Storm organization, Colorado College, if he decides to follow through. And it sounds like he wants to hold on to his commitment. But you know what? You're the coach at Colorado College. I mean, you're Mike Anderson. This is what we go through with this baseball draft. All these guys, you just – the kid that – Matt Perk that's pitching, this is exactly where he was. Yeah. The kid that went 15-0 for TCU, or 16-0 for TCU, was a freshman, picked 14th last year in the Major League Baseball draft by the Texas Rangers, and is pitching for TCU this year. That has to be almost identical to what Jaden Schwartz is going through, except he would be playing hockey at Colorado College.
It's a pretty amazing story, really, when you talk about somebody so young in the options. The one thing Colorado College has going for him, obviously, is his brother's there. Obviously, he wants to play college hockey with his brother, and he's holding true to that. So, good for him, and we'll continue to follow Jaden Schwartz. Amazing night for the Tri-City Storm, 14th overall. I don't think anybody envisioned that. You know, during the year, I think they were talking late first round. But to go in the middle right there, 14th, that's amazing. And congratulations to everybody involved with the Storm.
Now, Kevin Lind also selected. He's incoming to the Storm. The incoming defenseman was selected with the sixth-round pick of the Anaheim Ducks. So that's where he's going.
Let's see what age he is, Doug, anywhere.
He's committed to Notre Dame for the fall of 2011, so he's got another year coming in here to the Tri-City Storm. So he'll be another one-year player coming in.
He's 18 years old. 18 years old. So sixth round, that's pretty amazing story. So, you know, you follow it in baseball, and we've had area kids, you know, have an opportunity, you know, here and there to get picked up in later rounds and stuff. But, you know, this isn't the 38th round. This is the sixth round.
Again, the more we get into this, the more we see how different every sport is. Because we're going to talk to Zach Stirrup of Hastings St. Cecilia, who has committed to Nebraska. He's the same age as these guys. He's going to college for 4 or 5 years. There's never a thought you can't do it in football. Soccer, you got teenage players playing in the World Cup. Hockey, you got teenage players playing for the Stanley Cup. Basketball, you got kids going straight from high school to the NBA, like Kobe Bryant or Moses Malone. Then there's some that don't pan out so well. In hockey, and the weird thing is, it seems like the hockey kids have been playing more organized than any of those other sports do. It just seems that way, because we talk about kids that have been away from home since they're 12, living and playing in leagues, actual leagues, not travel baseball, not travel softball, not your summer basketball, but hockey. And it would just seem like they would get there a little bit quicker. But I suppose outside of football, you got to be pretty physically and mentally strong to get into that next level. Even in basketball, you can be a skinny kid that shoots.
I got to think that the maturity of these kids in hockey, when you go away when you're 12, 14 years old, certainly you do some growing up on your own.
I don't know if you just don't hear about it as much, or if it doesn't happen as much as some of those other incidents that you do hear about. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks to Jaden Schwartz for giving us some time. All you have to do to listen to the show, if it's not on the radio, if you're outside the area, if you're traveling through, the Doug and Daddy Show also available live on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com, and of course on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft and Courtyard. All great bars, all under one setting, under one roof, or out back in the courtyard. Can't get any better. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com, check out the podcast. Zach Stirrup set to join us next.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Hey, Greeny,
we should play golf together more often.
Yeah, but that would require me to be around you more often.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You have too much baking to do.
Well, the Bass Pro Shop's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway has a prize that might get you out of the house and onto the links.
True. Visit ESPNradio.com, see how you could win the Nike Golf Prize Package. With the 2010 Slingshot Irons, Blade Putter, and Extreme Bag, plus a Nike Dymo Driver, you'll be shaving strokes in no time.
Just visit ESPNradio.com or your local Bass Pro. Greeny would, but those cookies won't bake themselves.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi. My husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine will continue throughout the day today as temperatures climb into the upper 80s for highs. Winds out of the northeast develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And skies will stay clear tonight with a low at 61 with light and variable winds. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That'll kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Monday, lunchtime at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney or Grand Island. They've got lunch specials every day, and you can sit back and watch Wimbledon. You can watch draft status. I didn't even know they had an NHL like channel, radio.
They do at the Chicken Coop. Nobody else does.
I didn't know that. It was on the other day when we were having lunch there. Don't forget, folks, Wednesday night is a burger night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Just $5 for any burger on the menu and fries from 5 to 10. But tonight, they've got the walleye on the menu. It's the newest thing on the menu. They continue to improve and make that menu even better. And Monday in Kearney, at the Kearney location.
Oh, they got balls of cheese on the appetizer menu.
And Mountain Oysters.
Oh, and Mountain Oysters, too. All right.
Yeah, so... lots of balls of cheese and Mountain Oysters in Kearney. And don't forget, folks, to check out their party room for anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions. Hey, class reunions. It's going on. All kinds of gatherings, maybe even just for a meeting. They've got all kinds of room for you down there and all kinds of games. If you want to take the birthday party down there for the youngster, they'll help you out. Call Colin or Scott at the Chicken Coop, Kearney or Grand Island. Well, we've seen the big fella wreak havoc on every court and field that he has stepped on throughout his career. Started as a freshman. I think maybe that was the first time I saw Zach Stirrup play was as a freshman on the basketball court. And obviously, he was already a lot better than his brother at that time. But now he has decided, Daddy, what he's going to do with the next 4 or 5 years of his young life.
Yeah, and why not be a member of the Nebraska Cornhuskers under the direction of Bo Pelini? Zach Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and congratulations on the big decision you made.
Thank you.
Zach, I know for every high school kid that we ever talk to that goes through this process, everything is new, every interview is new, every college is new, it's always a first-time deal. When did this whole thing start to get, for lack of a better term, weird? When did you just go, what in the world is going on here?
It got real busy middle of April, and then all the way through May, it was kind of hectic with the coaches and started calling you in a six-week period from middle of April to the end of May. So I was getting sometimes two or three calls a night from different coaches, and then the reporters too, and then it was just getting crazy, and I kind of got lost there for a little bit, but made it through and finally made my decision. I'm pretty happy with it.
Zach, you know, every Nebraska kid supposedly grows up dreaming of playing, coming out of that tunnel. Was that the case for you, or did you have other ambitions?
No, I mean, growing up in Nebraska, I mean, it's just you watch them play every weekend, and you go to the games, and you follow them pretty close. And so, I mean, it was always kind of a dream of mine to play there. In some sport, either basketball or football, and then I've just been blessed enough to be able to take my athletic ability and play football with it, and so I'm just pretty fortunate and really glad that I have the opportunity to do that.
Talking with the Diesel, Zach Stirrup here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he's made his commitment to go play football for the Huskers. And through the interviews that we have seen, that you have talked with the guys over in Hastings at the Trib and in the state papers and things like that, it's always kind of come up in the story that you thought when you were younger, a couple of years ago, I guess, that basketball was going to be your path, and that maybe you were a little surprised at all the football attention you were getting. Is football still your sport of choice, or would you rather be Michael Jordan out there?
Oh, no. I mean, just in the younger years, I never really played that much, like, varsity football. And so I never really got a real taste for it. And then this past year, I played a lot and had a lot of fun going out there with my buddies and just playing. And so, I mean, I like it more now than I do basketball. And growing up, I was always kind of a basketball kid because, I mean, I was tall and everybody said I could play. So I just kind of took what they said. And, I mean, I still like basketball, but I think football's a sport for me.
Zach, I think the initial offer came from Iowa, and you can refute that if you want. Were you surprised from the initial offer and then all the attention that came directly after that initial offer?
Yeah, I was real surprised that Iowa offered. I mean, it was kind of out of the blue. I don't really even know how they got my name, truthfully, to even start recruiting me or sending me anything. So when I talked to Coach Morgan, and Coach Reese Morgan, the line coach, he said he was going to offer. I was just kind of taken back. And, I mean, I just never really thought that I was going to hear that I was going to get a football scholarship. And so after that, it kind of like, well, I can see myself playing football now. And then it just kind of took off from there. I know Iowa does a great job with their linemen. And so a lot of people look at Iowa as kind of a measuring stick, so to say, about who to recruit. And so I guess I owe them a lot of thanks for all the attention that brought me.
Zach Stirrup is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Hastings St. Cecilia grad is headed to Nebraska, the latest commitment to play some football. And as we just talked about, Iowa offered first. Notre Dame was right there. And Nebraska, it sounds like, was in your heart. You were waiting and hoping that they would offer. But, boy, you probably couldn't go wrong with any of those three if you're not a Nebraska fan, of course. But take us through the recruiting trip out there. What was something interesting about Iowa and Notre Dame that maybe they had that Nebraska doesn't have, for good or bad, or what kind of caught your eye? Because everybody's trying to sell you a different point.
For Notre Dame, it was just old tradition and
that's how they recruit is they recruit from Notre Dame because we've had just great teams in the past, and we're a good tradition-rich football school. And so that was the main thing for Notre Dame. It's just everybody's seen the movie Rudy, and everybody has, like, always kind of wondered what the campus is really like. And it's actually pretty small. It's only, like, 8,000 students. And so that was, like, I mean, I kind of like that small campus because you get more individual attention and everything. And then for Iowa, it was probably I just had a really, really good relationship with the coaches there. And that was probably the biggest thing. And then I just really liked how they treated me through the whole recruiting process and everything. And so those were probably the two main things that caught my eye with those two schools.
Of the places you've been, which one paraded out the prettiest girls to take you around?
Well, I'm not sure because Notre Dame, they were out of school, so there's nobody on campus there. Wisconsin had a lot of hustle and bustle, I guess, so I'd probably say there more than anybody else.
Nice. Appreciate the honesty.
There you go. And now, moving into the Big Ten, he's going to get to see Iowa and Wisconsin, it would appear, every single year. Zach, just for the fans out there that may not know, right off the bat, who really came at you from the Husker staff? Obviously, position coach, but and the selling point there from whoever was really dealing with you the most.
Coach Cotton was the main person. He was recruiting me. Last year, actually, as a sophomore, Coach Eckler was recruiting me pretty hard. I was trying to talk to him whenever I'd see him at games or if he was at the school or anything. But this year is mainly Coach Cotton recruiting me, and every time I talked to him, our relationship got better, and I liked him more and more. And so, I mean, I don't really know if there is a selling point at Nebraska. You just grow up and you want to play for them.
Fair enough. Zach, congratulations on the offer. I think it's one of those things that I think a lot of people, you know, they see these kids from California, see these kids from Texas. Then all of a sudden we've got one right in our backyard. That had to be exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just join the great recruiting class we already got and be the first recruiting class to go into the Big Ten. It's really special.
Zach, last question before we let you get back to your day here. It was such a successful season, but it's also been such a successful career at Hastings St. Cecilia. And we've had a chance to talk to Coach Carl Tesmer a few times. He's pretty direct. He's pretty right to the point. There's not a lot of BS when you're talking to Coach Tesmer, and you got so many coaches over there that you've worked with. Talk a little bit about how St. Cecilia's program kind of helped put you in a position to have this opportunity to go to Nebraska.
I mean, it's just you grow up, and if you go to St. Cecilia, you play football. That's just the culture there. And then we work pretty hard in the off season, just getting ready for actual football and basketball seasons. That's just in credit to a good coaching staff, and we got a couple of trainers up there, Nick and Travis Susi, and then Andy Jackson, who really help us out a lot. And so, I mean, they're just devoting their time to us, and so it's just been really helpful. I don't know if I could do it without the support of all the teachers and coaches and everyone at St. Cecilia, so they've been a really great help.
Probably doesn't hurt growing up in a family like you got either, huh, Zach?
No, not really.
Mom and Dad are all right.
Yeah, they take care of me.
I'll tell you what, you're going to have to keep. You got a lot of food bills to repay, it sounds like to me, Zachary. So we'll let you get back to your day, and look forward to following you throughout your Husker career. And hey, from the Doug and Daddy Show, congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care, Zach. Zach Starep headed to Nebraska as the latest oral commitment. 6'9", you know, we'll lean 280. No big deal. Could bench press you three times.
Probably seven.
Probably. I just didn't want to get too crazy here. I want to thank Zach for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. We've still got more to talk about, including a couple of quotes here from our College World Series coaches that are in the finals. Ray Tanner of South Carolina, John Savage from UCLA. We're going to hear from them when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
JP Della Camera here. Every 4 years, soccer fans everywhere are glued to their TV sets watching the World Cup. Now with AT&T Mobile TV, you can watch all 64 2010 FIFA World Cup matches right from your phone, live and on the go. Right now, get a free ESPN jersey when you subscribe to AT&T Mobile TV while supplies last. Visit a store today and check out AT&T Mobile TV. AT&T, rethink possible.
Not available in all areas. Requires compatible device and wireless service agreement. Program subject to change.
Blue Rhino propane tank exchange is incredibly easy to find. We've blindfolded Dave here to prove it. Ready, Dave?
Yep, here I go.
As Dave makes his way around the parking lot, you should know that there are over 40,000 Blue Rhino retail locations nationwide.
Found one!
Like the one Dave just walked into. So it's always easy to get a fresh Blue Rhino tank and get back to the grill.
Found another one!
Blue Rhino. So close, so easy. So go get one. Find a location near you at BlueRhino.com.
When you're shopping for fireworks, one stop does it all. Mars Fireworks has the biggest assortment of artillery shells, 500 gram cakes, variety packs, and so much more. Visit any one of Mars' 28 locations across central Nebraska and get the great prices you can count on. Celebrating Independence Day for 50 summers, Mars Fireworks, a Nebraska tradition.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunshine will continue throughout the day today as temperatures climb into the upper 80s for highs. Winds out of the northeast develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And skies will stay clear tonight with a low at 61 with light and variable winds. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Well, we took the field on a perfect day. It was right out.
Well,
never seen a sky so crystal clear. Never walked on grass.
Are you tearing up, Daddy?
No, it was a sad 3 days here.
I hope it's three. Hope it's three. Let's have baseball Wednesday night. College World Series. The final.
Are you surprised that neither one of these teams has ever won a national title? I mean, UCLA, you would think.
Not in this day and age anymore, no. 888-455-ESPN. This is the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Game one. It is a best-of-three final, South Carolina and UCLA. UCLA hasn't really ever had a whole lot of success. I mean, they've played well out of the Pac-10, but boy, you know, trying to get through an Arizona State or a USC, obviously, for so many years and go off Stanford.
Fullerton. I mean, just on the West Coast there.
Out of the Pac-10. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many – they always have teams that come out of there. But to believe that Fresno State has won a national championship and not UCLA, pretty amazing. But the coaches talked about their games tonight and getting through to the College World Series. And first off, South Carolina coach Ray Tanner on having a chance to get into the finals here.
We have great respect for Coach Savage and his players and their success. They're an awesome team. They've done everything that you could do to get here. tremendously balanced team. Pitts, defense, timely hitting. And we're excited to be playing right now. It was an uphill battle for us after losing the first game. I'm very happy that there's a day off. The last time we were in this situation, we played just a few hours after we finished the last elimination game in a one-game shootout. So it's a little better scenario for us. We know that we have our hands full with UCLA, but we're tremendously excited to be playing for a national championship.
Here's Coach Savage from UCLA.
Certainly echo Coach Tanner's feelings. Very honored and humbled to be in this position. Like he said, it's a grind. It's 300 teams coming out of the Pac-10 conference, a lot like the Southeastern Conference, two of the best baseball conferences in the country. Very challenging non-conference schedules. Certainly very challenging conference schedules. We're very proud of our team. Our team had to go through a lot. We had some injuries at the end. We battled back and got through the regional with LSU and Irvine. And then we had to go through Cal State Fullerton, which was very tough. Our guys are very honored, like I said, to be playing at Rosenblatt during the last year of the College World Series, currently at this ballpark. And it couldn't be a better opponent than South Carolina. Got a ton of respect for Coach Tanner and his program. Been to Omaha four times, been to regionals, I think 10 straight years, a bunch of super regionals. A really good group of players, very well-balanced team, very athletic, a bunch of good young position players, mixed with some older position players. Tremendous pitching. Their pitching reminds us a little bit of ourselves. Very good ERA. They have a ton of depth. They strike some people out. They don't walk people. They pitch the right way. I think their batting average is like .220 against. So we know we have a tremendous challenge with South Carolina, and we are very excited about the opportunity.
That's UCLA coach John Savage. Daddy, I'll just ask you right now, just listening to the both comments there from the coaches, who you taking? I know who I would select here. I think I kind of know who I'm rooting for and who I think is going to win.
Well, I would take UCLA at this point. I think playing one last game to get to this point is certainly something that's going to come into play. I realize they got a day off, but they've been on a roll ever since they got to Omaha. I look for them to continue that.
So you take,
take the Bruins.
Yeah, that's who I think. South Carolina's still not scoring runs. They're winning exciting baseball, and if the team's pitching is equal, then I have to think UCLA overall is a better baseball team. They were a national seed as well. South Carolina, I think, maybe has as much, if not even a little bit more, tradition when it comes to baseball. Interesting thing is, UCLA wasn't a very good team last year. They were not that big of a team, and now here they are in the championship, and Coach Savage talks about that.
Well, I think a couple things. I think Coach Vanderhook and Coach Purse, it was their second year. I think the offensive players, it took a year to kind of get their mentality and their approach. Coach Vanderhook's, I think, one of the best offensive minds in the country. He was at Cal State Fullerton for 19 years, been to Omaha 10 times, and knows how to create offense. I think that was a big deal. Our two pitchers, Cole and Bauer, have grown up. They're sophomores now, a very young staff last year. So I think it's maturity on the mound, the assistant coaches, and then I think we brought in a bunch of good young left-handed position players. We needed to get much more left-handed. We needed to get much more athletic. So it was a combination of things, but, the guys have played hard all year, and we needed to turn around after last year.
Well, there's Coach Savage, and tonight all the action begins at 6:15 here on ESPN Radio. Best of three, so games for sure tonight and tomorrow. Royals scoring a few runs. They take 2 of 3 from the St. Louis Cardinals. But the most impressive number of the weekend, 407 yards and 5 touchdowns for Nate Most. And the Lopers are going to have to see him a couple of times because he's headed to Wayne State. The Nebraska 8-man All-Stars thumped the Kansas 8-man All-Stars 58-20 in their third annual All-Star game this year, played at Doane College in Crete, back down to Kansas next year. Wow, huge, huge night for Nate Most. They went straight out of the spread and just chucked it all over the field.
Why couldn't they do that in the final game? You know what? You see these two talented teams go against one another. We really thought they'd give a better game to Howells, and we thought this is a team that's got a chance to slay the Giant. Howells just negated the offensive attack, something Kansas couldn't do. That, I don't care who you're doing it against. Those are impressive numbers. Congratulations. That was such a star. Every one of those kids was an all-star. You know, it wasn't like they were picking. You know, sometimes you go, okay, well, we'll guess we'll take him. I think on these all-star games, I guess, yeah, we're kind of down to that. Okay, we'll take him. Not this year. These kids were good, and all of them damn good.
And speaking of good, how about baseball again? Great weekend, even in the losses for these Kearney teams. Hastings didn't have as much as Kearney did with all the Kearney teams, but Kearney destroyed all the Lincoln schools. They went 5-0 over the weekend. Their closest game was a 4-1, four-run victory over Lincoln East, U-Stop, 10-6. They thumped everybody. They're now 26-3 and have won 21 in a row. 21 in a row. Post 52 juniors went to Lincoln. They went 3-1 this weekend. Their only loss, 4-3. Little Caesars seniors, 3-1 in Holdridge this weekend. Their only loss, 11-10 to the host team. And even the 5 points juniors who went to Wahoo went 1-2. Their two losses, both by one run. So these teams are coming into form as we head to the end of the year. University of Nebraska going to host the NCAA Volleyball Regional in 2012. I think a lot of people in Omaha and Nebraska are disappointed. Quest got a lot of new stuff being new, but now other people are having new stuff. Other people want to host things. And even though Omaha did such a great job with the Final Four, it has not been awarded a Final Four until after 2014 because they have set Washington and Oklahoma City as host sites in 13 and 14. A lot of things are going on at the Quest in Omaha. I mean, they've had swimming. You've got the College World Series staying in town. So many things going on in Omaha and nearby Kansas.
I look forward to seeing attendance at Washington and Oklahoma City because I just think this is a huge mistake for the NCAA. For as well as Omaha supports these events, they don't make money these other places, people, or they never have in the past.
Yeah, they've got to find a way. Of course, then again, you got to look, Daddy, the last time at the Quest Center when Nebraska wasn't involved, it makes a big difference, and even when they were involved, and then you look at the volleyball showcase over Labor Day, it was not as big a hit last year as it had been in the previous years, so I guess it all looks at what's going on. The Nebraska Men's Match Play Golf Championship goes through its qualifying today at the Omaha Country Club. There are some area golfers that are competing. Speaking of golf, congratulations to Josh Weaver, our buddy who won the Mayor's Cup over in Grand Island this weekend. He wins it by one shot, picks up the victory. And, Daddy, since we were gone or not in studio on Friday, they have come out with the Nebraska Auto Racing Hall of Fame. Induction ceremonies coming up this October in Lincoln. Among those going in, Mert Dunker of Fremont and Speed Hinkley of Elba. Brian Speed Hinkley, Merwin Mert Dunker. Also going in, Gene Barnett of Lincoln, Al Humphrey from Giltner, Wayne Lewis of Lincoln, and Bob Woodhouse, Woodhouse of Blair. So that's going on. There you go. Some have passed, some are still around and doing great work. Being in that eastern part of the state, you go by Ashland Racetrack. You go by Eagle Racetrack, Cool Junction Racetrack, Donovan Racetrack, Kearney Raceway Racetrack. They're all of Lexington
Hall of Fame. Maybe we needed one for a long time. You know, never did get to talk today, Doug, at all about the World Cup that went on Saturday.
Oh, is that still going on? Wait a minute. Isn't that the reaction of everybody right now?
I was fired up. I had my American flag swim trunks on and wear them around town and wore them up to Builder's Warehouse to the judging competition. Great, great turnout.
Who won?
Trigger Nationals. Different categories. Yeah, it's a long story. But so I go into a gas station, and I said, you guys selling a bunch of beer like a Husker Saturday today? Kid looks at me and goes, why? I said, well, for World Cup, can you feel excitement? He goes, oh, not really.
He didn't really get the joke.
Yeah, some really aren't socially up to your standard.
There you go. Yeah, socially inept.
By the way, when does TG Shack 32 open?
Tomorrow morning. We're all fired up. All the explosives you need.
If you're an American, fireworks from TG Shack 32. Where's that at again?
Just north of Dairy Queen, right along 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
North of the North Dairy Queen.
There you go.
Hey, we want to thank Zach Stirrup, the newest Husker, for joining us on the show today, and the newest member of the St. Louis Blues, the Storm Zone, Jaden Schwartz, for joining us on the show today. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game on!